I've got something special to show you.
We have something special.
Very special.
Something very special.
Special show?
Oh, the show. Sorry. Something special happened.
Saving it for a special occasion, and you're pretty special.
You are something special.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you.
And here is the one and only...
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here.
How about them Steelers? Oh, holy cow. I thought for sure they were going to lose. Oh, my God, what a game. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on this morning. Shut up! A little bit later on this morning, got an incredible show for you today. A little bit different with the audio for the Facebook live stream. We're trying to do it. Johnny is trying to do a few other things to make it to enhance your listening pleasure on the Facebook live stream, which you can see the show. I have a guest, in studio guest, so it's worth watching today. And she's a looker, let me tell you. So Facebook live stream on the my profile page, which is Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. The last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V. And I'm the one with more than 8,000 followers. Those other ones are just fakes. They're just Nigerian princes. Don't pay attention to them. So you can see it there. And also the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Later on, we're going to have Mr. Big Willie himself talking about the Steeler game. And also, God knows what else he's going to be talking about. Probably his health. He's always focused on his health. Ooh, I got a little hurt here. Ooh, I got sniffles here. I need sympathy. And it's like, shut up. Anyway, so we got him. We've got Dimitri Graffiti. First day, first show of the new year. It's fantastic. And let's get started here with our... Oh, by the way, Trump invaded Venezuela. We'll talk about... Yeah. Oh, by the way. We just invaded another country because, oh, what the hell, it's Tuesday. So we'll be talking about that as well. And MAGA Nation, some people are saying that Trump violated the Constitution. Even Trump supporters and other conservatives are saying this. So we're going to talk about that as well. I'll explain it all to you because I understand pretty much everything except health care. I am clueless when it comes to health care. That's why I've got this very special guest here in studio, Michaela Williams, who is in charge. What's your official title with Serena Heckathorn Health Markets Insurance Agency?
I'm going to say I'm the senior licensed sub-agent under Serena Heckathorn.
Okay, and you run the office. You're pretty much the main person there, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I asked her to come on here today. Full disclosure, Serena Heckathorn is, of course, gold. She is my health insurance agent. Health Markets Insurance is a client of Dimitri 2020 LLC, and they are advertisers on my show and really throughout the broadcast area. So full disclosure with that, but this is information for you. This is not a cheap sales pitch for one of my clients. It's very important information for you that could save you a tremendous amount of money and get you better health care from, well, I guess the government. Really, pretty much all it comes down to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Yep. So, Michaela, first, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's great to see you. You are literally my first guest of the new year.
That's so exciting.
Who could I have on as the first guest of the new year? And I thought to myself, no, he'll be busy. Then, no, she'll be busy. No, that one doesn't even talk to me. So who's left? Going through my Rolodex, and there's a W. So I got down to W's. And it's Michaela Williams. Anyway, so just joking. So did you have a good New Year?
I did. Okay. It was wonderful.
Great. My sources tell me you now have two children.
Yes.
All right. Who are they, and how are they doing?
Nicolette, she's 3.5. She's,
cute as can be.
Yes, she's...
Cute as can be.
But she's a little spitfire, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Gee, I wonder where she gets that from, Michaela. Yeah.
And then we have Elijah. He's 5. He's about to be 5 months in a couple of days.
Oh, that's great.
He's the sweetest little bouncing baby boy I've ever seen.
Oh, that is great. Obviously, gets that from Dad. Yeah. So, but everybody's healthy and happy at home, right?
Yes.
Okay, great new year. Great way to start the new year.
Yep.
Great. So, tell me about, because a lot of people don't know about this. By the way, local media does virtually no coverage on health insurance, mm-hmm. and it costs so many of us so much money, and it's so important. And the news coverage mm-hmm. on it is virtually non-existent.
Right.
So I get you in here, and again, full disclosure, this is my client, but to give you information that no one else in the Valley is giving you at all, which continues to amaze me no end. I mean, it really mm-hmm. does. Just amaze me no end. So tell me about this open enrollment until January 15, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and why this is important for my listeners here on Big Willie 105.5.
So if you are already on the marketplace and have seen a significant increase in your premium, you still have the opportunity to review that and make sure that, you know, we could try to get that lowered for you. I've done it successfully many, many times since November 1st.
All right. What does the marketplace mean?
Marketplace is the Affordable Care Act, healthcare.gov, the Obamacare. It's all the same thing.
You did it. You did air quotes. Here's what it sounds like on radio. Let me enhance. Let me sweeten the audio. What's that? Obamacare? Is that?
Obamacare.
Do the air quotes again.
Stop it.
Go ahead.
So these are the plans that are considered credible in the eyes of the government. They cover pre-existing conditions, no questions asked. They cover your preventive care 100% right off the bat. And there's no limit to how much they're going to pay towards your health insurance, where some plans outside of the marketplace may only cover up to, say, $500,000, maybe $1 million worth of coverage, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no limit with the marketplace. So that's what makes it credible.
All right. Now, marketplace is code for Obamacare.
Yes.
Okay.
Essentially,
right.
Yes.
Fair enough. All right. Fine. Okay, good. So why would I want to switch from Obamacare or marketplace to something else?
Because these insurance companies have to cover all of this by law. They increase their rates like crazy every single year. So just for example, a 55-year-old, full price, cheapest plan, close, at least over $800 a month.
What?
That's before we calculate income or anything like that. So the government knows a lot of people can't afford those rates.
Right.
Based off of your estimated household taxable income for the current year that you're being covered, not last year, not what your taxes say last year, estimated for this year.
For 2026.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So based off of your estimated income, the marketplace or the government, whoever, the Obamacare, is going to pay your insurance company a portion of those god-awful full rates. That's your tax credit.
All right.
So one thing is, I've had a lot of people come into me this year say, did they get rid of the tax credits?
I thought they got rid of the subsidies, or they're trying to, or something. I thought that was the big shutdown, what the government shutdown was all about. I'm confused.
Yes and no. So there are still subsidies. However, when COVID happened, enhanced tax credits were applied to the marketplace, which raised income limits. So just for example, I have a couple, $200,000 income, right, in 2025, receiving $700 tax credit. Going into 2026, those income limits are now lowered, okay? That enhanced funding has gone away. So there are still tax credits, but much lower income limits to qualify for those tax credits than it has been in the last few years.
Okay. So the bottom line is that for a typical listener here to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, their rates are going to be going up. Their monthly payments are going to go up a lot.
A lot.
All right.
So I have a couple. In 2025, they were paying about $467 a month.
A month? Where do people get this money?
That's with a tax credit. He's losing his tax credit next year.
Oh, man.
Can you take a guess on how much his premium's going to be next year?
$10,000.
A month.
$10,000 a month. I don't know.
It's like $4,700 a month.
That was my next guess. Anyway, so,
but, yeah.
So then people do want to get out of the marketplace, which is code for Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me, correct me if I'm wrong, that they can still do it for another, you know, 10 days or something like that. Well, that's a good thing. So if they go out of the marketplace, they go out of Obamacare, couldn't it be worse?
Not exactly. I mean, just say somebody it just needs health insurance for that what if. They hardly use it. They hardly go to the doctor. We can definitely find you something very affordable outside of the marketplace.
So if you're healthy, like me, I happen to be blessed with really good physical health. I mean, really good.
Yes.
Really good health. Oh, that damn prostate. I can't sleep at night. Oh, it's the worst. God, it's the worst. But I'm not going to go into that. But overall, I'm like a horse. I mean, I'm like incredibly healthy.
Yeah.
So for me, it would be, I would imagine, make more sense to get the hell out of Obamacare and just have some like catastrophic coverage, like if I get, like, I don't know, cancer or beriberi or whatever's out there.
Yes, okay. If it becomes unaffordable for you.
Okay, great, good. And so everybody has, does everybody have until January 15th?
Yes.
Why aren't there news stories about this? Why aren't the people, are people flocking to, health insurance companies such as, again, full disclosure, my client, Serena Heckathorn Health Markets Insurance Agency, and others to take advantage of this? Or do most people not even know about this?
A lot of people don't know about it. Like I said, I have a lot of people come in, even now, sitting down in my office, asking me questions about everything that's been going on, that has been going on for quite a while, quite a few months now. People don't know about it.
This is unbelievable to me.
Mm-hmm.
So would it is it fair to say that anyone could call Health Markets Serena Heckathorn Health Markets mm-hmm. Insurance Agency or others and say, hey, heard this on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local with Michaela Williams about January 15. I can still switch. And any health insurance company could help them if they just knew about the damn thing.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, yours is different. One of the things that I really like very much about Serena Heckathorn and Health Markets Insurance Agency is that, unlike all these others that I see on the TV commercials and all that, they're always like by phone talking mm-hmm. to some third world cesspool, some poor woman in, you know, in Philippines mm-hmm. trying to feed her family and doing whatever.
Right.
And you feel bad for them and all that, of course. But you, Serena, stress it, and you as well, of course, and Mary and everyone else with in both offices, stress, we actually want you to come in and sit down.
Absolutely.
It's all about the flesh and blood. Why is that so important? Wouldn't it be more efficient to just do it with a phone call?
You don't build a relationship that way. And I'm not here just to get you enrolled during that one conversation. I'm here to stick with you forever. I don't plan on ever leaving Health Markets. I plan on staying with Serena till I retire.
Mm.
Okay. So we're not here only to get you enrolled, but to help you manage your health insurance year to year. You know, your health insurance needs at 40 are going to be completely different when you're 55 or 60. Makes sense, right?
Why?
Your health could totally change, so your health needs could be totally different.
Okay.
You might have kids graduated from college, so you don't need that extra, you know, financial protection.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. So things change. And 15 years, that's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Times 15 years ago today is totally different than how they are today.
Yeah. Okay? I remember when Serena first met her, she walked into her home in St. C. At, well, outside of St. C., Richland mm-hmm. Township. Took her shoes off as soon as she came in. How? Oh, it was, I would have bought anything from her. I swear to God, I would have bought anything from her. And that was, I'm guessing, like 2015 or something? Mm-hmm. 10 years already? I mean, time flies just like that.
So quick.
But I stuck with you because I love the personal service. I can't stand the phone stuff. It's mm-hmm. like calling the cable company. And now calling Apple. Apple's really gone downhill. Mm-hmm. But I can walk into your office either in St. Clairsville, St. C., right in that little office park there right above the West Texas Roadhouse and DeFelice Pizza, right above there in that little office complex.
Yes.
Or in Jefferson County in Steubenville on Sunset right next to the KFC.
Correct.
And it's always flesh and blood. It's always very personal. It's always, I want to shake your hand. I want to you know, touch you. I want to sit down. Let's talk. Do whatever. I think that's so important.
Absolutely.
I really do. All right. Now, there's a lot more to get to here. Hold on a second. Let me put this thing up here. Questions about tax credits, enhanced tax credits. So this could end up helping my listeners save a lot of money. And a lot of people, again, don't know mm-hmm. about this. I didn't
Correct.
Know about this. You said, here are the talking points. Let's talk about this. And I'm going, I can't talk about this. I have no idea what enhanced tax credits and all that. But this could actually save my listeners a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Okay, and they don't know about it. Hell, I don't know about it.
Yeah.
So, again, full disclosure, this is my client. I think the world of Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency. Michaela Williams runs the office in St. C. Mary runs the office. Mary Pyle. Runs the office in Steubenville, and they're flesh and blood. They want to sit down with you. They want to help you. They got till January 15 here to get out of Obamacare marketplace and get something that makes more sense for you, if it does. And after this short, hold on a second. Where's the audio? No, there's nothing planned. Oh, Christ. I have no idea if anything is playing here. It should be playing.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. Just start talking. Let me get Johnny. Nothing's playing here.
Oh, no.
Just start talking. Just start talking. Say good stuff.
Okay.
Say good stuff about me.
How
wonderful Dimitri is.
Oh, Dimitri, you're fantastic.
Keep talking.
For my birthday last year, he brought me a cake that weighed about 4 pounds while I'm trying to eat healthy.
Yeah. It's frozen. Nothing's moving.
What?
It's frozen.
Completely frozen.
It's frozen.
Well, you gotta just keep talking then.
Well, she's talking.
I'm trying to talk.
To get you. This is our state-of-the-art intercom system. It's frozen. It's just a 0-0. Nothing's happening.
Okay.
So what am I supposed to do now?
Just keep talking.
Say good stuff about Dimitri. Go ahead.
Okay.
Dimitri
always brings me stuff from the Fat Apple.
Another client. Another great client. All right. Hold on a second. I screwed this up. Hold on. All right.
Okay.
So Johnny's going to work... I guess Johnny's going to work on that. So on the radio side, apologies. Facebook side, apologies. Life apologies. Okay, so he's going to be looking at audio system not connected. Lovely. All right, fine. Which means more time for you.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, we're not going to bother with all those, you know, commercials. We'll just keep talking because that's just what we do. All right, so talk to me about tax credits and then an enhanced tax credits and why it's so important for my listeners.
Okay, so I have a lot of people that called me saying, hey, my premium increased for this year, still received a tax credit, but just not as much as they did. So when I went in, I resubmitted their application, they received more tax credit.
What?
And their prices went down.
How did you do that? Did you cheat?
All you have to do, it's this simple. All we have to do is just log into your application, update it, even if there's no updates, just click through it and resubmit it for 2026.
Huh.
And you get more financial help.
Okay,
it's that easy. Call us. Let us do the work for you.
You can actually do all of... What the hell is going on now? I think there's somebody's mix master in the other room here. Just... What the hell is going on? Bear with me here.
You're good.
I hope Serena's not listening to this. Oh, my God. I'll never hear the end of this. I'll never hear the end of this. All right. So, calm down. Okay. He wants you to calm down.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
I told her to calm down. Okay. So, anyway, let me think here. Oh, I think we're going to a break now.
Okay.
Hold on. I think Manuel is counting down. I think there's a break. So hold that thought. We'll come back with more info about the tax savings here.